20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Good afternoon from the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Time for our Fetch Rewards pregame show as the Badgers have round two with the Michigan Wolverines. They knocked off Juwan Howard's team at the Kohl Center less than 2 weeks ago. Badgers got the job done without getting a field goal over the final 10 minutes and 45 seconds. They took care of business at the free throw line and certainly took care of business on the defensive end en route to that 5-point win. Badgers coming off a 12-point win, and for Wisconsin, that qualifies as a romp on Wednesday night against the Iowa Hawkeyes, a 64-52 decision for Wisconsin. Now they take their act on the road here to Ann Arbor, going for a sweep of Michigan. They have not had a regular season sweep of the Wolverines since 2011, trying to break a trend and draw even in Big Ten play. The Badgers 8-9 in conference games, 16-11 overall, 6-5 in quad one games, if you're wondering. Michigan 10-7 in Big Ten play, winners of five out of their last seven. Howard's team 16-12 overall, and Michigan in quad one games 3-10. I think that third one was a big one. Picked it up a few days ago in Piscataway against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. On our pregame show, we will, of course, as always, hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll have our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. Our spotlight feature today is on sophomore guard Chucky Hepburn. And as always, coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built in Madison. Download Fetch today. We'll get things started in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th Annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-425-425.
Back at the Chrysler Center, our Fetch Rewards pregame show, as we're joined by Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm going to, a bit later, Jeff, ask Greg Gard to explain it, how a team could score 52 points in one game and 101 in regulation the next. I think we've both been around athletics enough where we think we've seen everything. That was a little different in Iowa City, the Iowa-Michigan State game.
Yeah, if you're watching that game from start to finish, you're seeing Michigan State hit shot after shot after shot. They're up double digits in the final minute, and you think there's no way they're going to let this lead go away, and they did. You know, and as well, I think what Iowa hit five threes in the last 55 seconds, wherever it was. If Michigan State just grabs a couple defensive rebounds and hits a free throw or two, they win the game. So they had opportunities to squelch the runs, and they didn't do it.
Everything that had to happen happened for Iowa, and then the Hawkeyes took control in overtime. It was an amazing basketball game, and one that I know it surprised me, and I know Indiana's been playing better. I needed to see it away from home. But to see Indiana really control things at Purdue in Mackey Arena, that raucous crowd, Jalen Hood-Schifino is pretty good, I guess.
He is, and he was the best of the freshman guards on the floor. Both teams, Purdue more so than Indiana, Purdue relies on two freshman guards for the most part. And we talked earlier when Purdue took a hit. I can't remember what game it was, but, you know, we talked about the fact that, you know, watch out for those freshman guards, how they handle the end of the regular season and whether postseason play gets to them a little bit. Because as good as they are, Lawyer and Smith, they're still freshmen, and that's not an easy task.
Well, as for the Badgers coming off as close as a breather as they've had in a long time, and it really wasn't. It looked like it had all the makings of another down-to-the-wire game, and then they did take over down the stretch. I mean, for a guy like, you know, Tyler Wall, 11 points, 14 rebounds, really impressive. We thought of the Penn State game in Happy Valley that would get him going. I guess it's TBD. But hopefully for Tyler, he can just maybe exhale, relax, and go play today and for however much longer this season will last.
Yeah, I think the more games in which he looks like the guy that you saw at times early in the season, the guy you expected to see, that will help him between the years and help him to relax. But the key is going to be, and you know, he's been asked 100 times about the ankle, and he's given the same answer every time. I'm on the court, I'm fine. But he hasn't been fine, and we know that. So, you know, only he knows what he can do physically, and I'm sure that has been weighing on his mind, not as much anymore.
On the flip side, we'll see what Michigan will get out of Jet Howard, if anything, here today. He is listed as a game-time call. He did go through some light work, I'm told, yesterday, and he's been out on the floor here today. Badgers did a pretty good job against him the first time around. Maybe he missed some open shots, but you know, we're talking about one of the top freshmen and somebody who, if you listen to a lot of people, has a good chance to not be a sophomore next year. I mean, he's somebody the NBA scouts are really interested in, but the Badgers held him in check with just 9 points the first time around.
A large part of the credit goes to Klesmet, and we've seen him do that before to guys where he gets up into them, especially a guy who's taller, and they didn't really decide, well, we're going to try to post this guy up, even though we have a big height advantage there. And I think, yes, is he capable of hitting big shots and going on a run? Yes. But the more you get into these guys early and they don't get comfortable, the more difficult shots that they normally hit become.
It seemed like the Badgers did a good job on Hunter Dickinson. We talked about Carter Gilmore's work. I suppose you could also say Michigan did not do a good job feeding the post. I've got to think they're really going to try to feature Dickinson here today.
You know, there have been some games like that. I think at Penn State they had a game where he didn't touch the ball as much, and it's interesting because Juwan Howard was asked about that after the loss at Wisconsin, and he passed it off as, oh, Hunter's unselfish. He wants to get his teammates involved. No, feed that guy the ball because he's either going to probably score, maybe draw a foul on Crowell, or if he is unselfish, he's going to find an open shooter.
Yeah, no, he can distribute, no doubt. So, bright, sunny day, you should be kind of half miserable today, huh?
Well, I am, except knowing that tomorrow it's going to be raining all day in Madison. That has lifted my spirits up.
As only it can with you. Appreciate it. That's Jeff Patrykos of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll sit down with Chucky Hepburn in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high-quality, go-all-four-quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Continuing with our Fetch Rewards pregame show, time for today's Badger Spotlight. And this afternoon, we visit with sophomore guard Chucky Hepburn, who I think it's safe to say is best known for that three-point shot that he made against the Purdue Boilermakers last March that gave Wisconsin a share of the Big Ten title. He's hit a number of big shots in so many of these close games the Badgers have had in the last couple of seasons. He's also made a lot of big-time plays late in close games on the defensive end of the floor. As we'll talk about, that clutch gene is not just just about the big shot. It's making the big play at the other end, and Chucky has his fair share of clutch defensive plays. So many close games for the Badgers. The Wednesday night game against Iowa is proving to be the exception to the rule. 16 games have ended with a 5 points or less difference. And there was another game, the overtime affair at Nebraska, where the Huskers took control in the extra session to win by 10. But 17 games have come down to the wire in regulation. I've asked Chucky, I've asked a lot of guys on this team if they ever get used to those kind of games. And with Chucky, I began by asking him, how many close games did he have in high school?
You know, it was more just the majority of the top teams in the league that we had close games against. But I gotta say, it was probably around 15 close games.
Do you get used to it here? I mean, fans, you know, it's obviously nerve-wracking when you're playing. Maybe it's different, but do you get used to these kind of games that you're going through this year and last?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, playing college basketball at the Division I level, you know, anything can happen at any night, whereas high school, you know, you just have certain guys that are just dominant players at state, but all around is high level basketball everywhere. So you kind of just get used to it. You know, you enjoy the environment and everybody that's around it.
You almost expect it now, right? No matter who you're playing, where you're playing, that it's going to go down to the last minute.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, you just kind of prepare for it to go down last minute. Of course, you want to be able to go out and win by 10, 20 points, but you know, you just kind of got to prepare for the worst.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's definitely fun. Definitely fun to play for the last second.
You know, one of the things I was talking to Coach Gard about, there's always like last second shots, but there's last second defensive plays, and you've got a knack for both, for, you know, taking and making the big shot, but the big defensive play, you know, if it's the big steal toward the end of Michigan game or Minnesota, I could go on and on. Is there, like, there's a clutch gene there too, right? We talk about big shot making, but there's a clutch gene on the other end of the floor.
Absolutely. You know, there's definitely a clutch gene today. You know, I've always kind of been a defensive player, and I think my mindset is just stop the ball. And, yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, if I remember right, when I talked to you last year when you were in high school, a lot of the time, because you had a rep as a defensive player before you even stepped on the floor here, but you were up against bigger guys quite a bit, right? So that's maybe helped you with this level?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely helped me, you know, kind of seeing my freshman year, you know, going through that, you know, kind of helped me how to defend in better ways, so without fouling, you know. A lot this year, you know, I think I've done a good job without fouling. I think two games, Maryland and the Rutgers game, I got in foul trouble. But other than that, I think I've found a way to kind of defend without fouling and really know how to get steals.
You have to be really smart, right? Like calculated risk, you know, late in games. But you have a knack for that. Has that always been a strong suit?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's definitely always been a strong suit. You know, for 3 years in a row, I led the state in steals. So I think that kind of just helped me transition that into the Division I level.
Yeah, we talk with guys, with coaches, when you get into late January, February, there's, you know, the so-called dog days. Everybody's a little bit tired. But now as you get late February and ready to turn into March, is this where, I mean, the fun factor in theory really goes up? This is what you did all the stuff in the summer for this time of year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's definitely fun. You know, we definitely can't show that we're defeated right now. And we got to go out there and just compete and have fun.
And that's where you guys seem to be really good. I think if people walked into a practice, they wouldn't know what happened the day before. It seemed like last year's group too. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. No, we just move on. You know, we can't worry about what happened in the past. You know, past is the past. We got to move on. Just focus on the next game. You know, we know each game counts now. We know we have to win, and if we want to be able to play in March Madness.
So I have to remind myself, you're a sophomore. You know, I mean, things that you learned last year that are helping you here in year two of your college life.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say defense. That's probably one of my biggest areas I've improved in. You know, I've gotten a lot more steals. I've learned how to defend way better than I did last year. And going forward, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to improving the most.
Fair to say that you guys look at this like the best is yet to come. I mean, you guys, at your best, you've played really well, no matter who the opponent, but the best is still ahead.
So, yeah, the best is still yet to come. You know, we're still right around the corner from being a really, really, really good team. So I think we're right around the corner from seeing that, and I'm excited to see what we do next game.
That's Badgers sophomore guard Chucky Hepburn, and that's today's Badgers Spotlight. We'll take a break. Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues with our Badger Notebook in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Time.
Grandma, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Rolling on with our Fetch Rewards pregame show from Ann Arbor, Wisconsin and Michigan this afternoon. Time for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. And Brandon, as we hit the stretch drive, everybody's a bracketologist these days. Not just Jerry Palm, Joe Lenardi, you know, Mike DeCourcy has chimed in. We've got the who's in, who's out, who's on the bubble, who's the first four out, next four out, so on and so forth. And people are paying attention a lot more to the net and the Ken Palm and all the other numbers. So break it all down for us. How does this all work? Why should we be hyper mad that Wisconsin is 70th in the net, or what does that really mean?
We should be a little bit, but yeah, I am none of the aforementioned folks. I will do my best here to break it down. But like you said, people are going to hear a lot of those buzzwords this time of year: net ranking, quad one wins, quad 3-4 losses. It all factors in certainly to how the teams are drawn into the NCAA tournament, and to kind of help enlighten Badger fans a little bit, the net rankings. When you hear that, I think a lot of people think that there's this misconception it's a ranking, and it's certainly not. It's more a sorting tool, and essentially the net rankings help align teams into different quadrants, and that is what gives you those quad one games, quad two opportunities. And it breaks it down, and the net takes into consideration a lot of different things. It's the strength of schedule, the location of where games are played, scoring margin, which for Wisconsin, efficiencies, quality of team wins and losses. All those things factor into how teams are slotted in, and they are ranked, but it is not a ranking. It is a system to help kind of break teams into different quadrants. So, for example, today, Wisconsin is 70th in the net ranking. Michigan is 55 as of this morning in the net rankings. So using the net rankings, you can kind of break into the game into different quadrant systems. So your different opportunities come up when you're at home. If you're facing a team that's between 1 and number 30 in the net rankings, it's a quad one opportunity. 1 and 50 between there, it's on a neutral site, it's a quad one game. Or between 1 and 75, if you're facing a team on the road, it's a quad one opportunity. So today, facing Michigan, which is 55 in the net rankings, that means this is a quad one opportunity on the road for the Badgers today. And the number of quad one wins, as well as like the quad three or four losses you have, certainly factor into what the committee looks at, and it values or devalues the wins and the losses that you have throughout the season. And when you kind of want to put that into perspective, as of today and this morning, Wisconsin has 10 quad one and two wins this season. They only have one quad three or four loss, which is impressive, and you don't want too many of those on your resume. And only 15 teams right now in the country have more quad one or two wins than the Badgers. So it's interesting that Wisconsin right now, depending on who you ask or look at, is one of those last four teams in right now, but they've certainly got enough on their resume.
And I think too, Brandon, correct me if I'm wrong, the fact that Wisconsin has only played seven games in the qualify as quad three or quad four games. They say, you know, the more you play against the better teams, obviously you want to win those games. But they haven't messed around with a cupcake schedule, really, is what this is telling us, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Depending on where you look, the Badgers, if you look at ESPN, they have played the 10th strongest schedule this season. And Ken Pom, you know, you mentioned them, the Pomeroy rankings, I think they're top 15 this season. So like you said, they have not been shy about facing good quality teams, and they have not taken in those wins just to get the wins. They are getting strong wins. And like you mentioned, too, I think ESPN had this on yesterday when I was watching a game. I think it was the Kansas game, one of the Big 12 games that was playing. They had a graphic up, and they showed that the Big 12 conference has the most quad one wins by their teams in the country, and it's 66. The second most is the Big 10 with 60 among all their teams. So when you're playing in the Big 10, example today, you're gonna have a lot of opportunities to play really good teams and earn those quad one wins, and Wisconsin has certainly been able to rack those up.
Yeah, Kansas has 15 quad one wins, 15-5. So in a very broad sense here, Wisconsin's win at Marquette is huge. The fact that it played Green Bay, you know, you're playing the in-state teams. You want to do that, but it's been a really rough year for Green Bay, so that affects the net number just playing them, correct?
Absolutely. It's interesting, too. You look back on that Marquette win. That was easily and arguably the best win that the Badgers have had all year. Wisconsin is still the only team to go into Fiserv and beat Marquette. This is the only home loss that Marquette has had all season, was when the Badgers beat them earlier this year. Wisconsin is 7-6 away from home this season, and including four true road wins. So, yeah, they've done a good job of taking advantage of some of these road opportunities and kind of building and padding onto that resume a little bit.
Kind of the Al Davis thing right now, just win, baby.
Just win.
Yeah, try to take the drama, take as much drama away as possible heading into Selection Sunday. We appreciate the tutorial.
I tried.
Quiz coming up later. That's Brandon Harrison. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More to come as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
From the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues as the Badgers go for the regular season sweep of the Michigan Wolverines. It was a typical down-to-the-wire game when they first met less than 2 weeks ago at the Kohl Center. The Badgers, despite going ice cold over the final 10-plus minutes from the field, played good D and made their free throws en route to a five-point win against Michigan. Wolverines, though, playing well. They've won five of their last seven. And the Badgers once again trying to put together back-to-back wins. It has been a string, especially this month, of win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one. And they're trying to win two. See if they can get that done this afternoon against Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverines. We're a bit more than a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 33 this afternoon, under sunny skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. 22 tonight, cloudy. 35 tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Back in Ann Arbor, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You know, just another day in college basketball yesterday. Craziness. I don't know other than just say sports how a team that you held to 52 would score 101 in regulation, 112 in the overtime against Michigan State. The best I can do is say, well, that's just sports. You got something better than that?
Not really. No, Matt. I mean, it's just, you know, that's why you play games, and I think why it gets so much attention, because it's unpredictable. As much as the outside world thinks that they can predict or script how things should go, they're still, you know, student athletes playing a game. They're not robots, so there's a human factor to it on both sides, and it varies from game to game. So yeah, I mean, you're right. From a, you know, 50 some possession game on Wednesday night to, you know, they scored both teams scored 59 and a half. So that's what makes this sport specifically so interesting and so intriguing. And we get closer to March, that's the craziness you see.
And it seems no matter what the records are of the teams playing too, like teams that are in the lower end are giving the teams in the upper echelon all kinds of problems. And as competitive as this sport is to begin with,
It just seems like now nothing is remotely easy. Right?
No, there's not. I mean, and it's been a gradual trend that way over the last several years. I think the transfer portal has changed that in terms of spreading parity even wider across the sport. So you know, the dynamics of a team change for better or worse sometimes. So in trying to accumulate a lot of experience and relying on that over the course of 2 or 3 years becomes more challenging. So that's where I think you just see just the wide range of, and it's not only our league. I mean, I'm watching other conferences, and it's the same thing. It's a pattern across college basketball that, you know, it's unpredictable right now.
Yeah. Specific to Wednesday's game, one thing I was going to ask you, and I didn't get to it after the game Wednesday night, I had noticed that you had been working Marcus Silver a little bit in the rotation. You got him in there for at least a little bit the other night. You seeing some things from him specifically that, like, okay, maybe he's earning the right to get a little time?
Yeah, I think, you know, the key is always you practice well, and I think him understanding, not only understanding, but functioning within the defensive component of what we do, the rebounding component of what we do, and just I think early in his career, even earlier this year, maybe he didn't embrace the physicality. Not that he didn't know he had to do it, but it's pretty much a non-negotiable in this sport, and I think he's, you know, taken a liking to that a little bit more. So that's the biggest thing. I think he's practiced better and more consistently, and he's done a better job defensively when I brought him over in practice. You know, because he has some offensive talent. I still think he's young in terms of his development. Just looking at his body, and I think he's got an upside to him. He's pretty talented offensively. We just got to physically, he's got to continue to develop.
Is that maybe the physicality adjustment? Maybe what 98% or 99% of freshmen, or, you know, Marcus's case, a sophomore, but in essence still a newbie here, has to.
Yeah, everybody has to go through it. I mean, you probably never, unless you're a fourth or fifth year guy, really get completely accustomed and comfortable with it, and it changes game by game. Each opponent maybe adds something or presents something a little different. Some opponents are more physical than others. Some opponents, you know, you can get away with not being as physical, and it doesn't stand out as much.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game, the Badgers in Michigan, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Badgers in Michigan, not long ago, game one, and now game two. What were the keys? It's a quick memory refresher of a team you played not even 2 weeks ago, but what did it come down to when you guys had come out on top the first time?
Well, we did a good job of controlling the paint for the most part. Hunter Dickinson's a terrific player, and I think we made him work for everything. And obviously you have to do a good job, but I didn't think we did a great job on Bufkin, and he got 20-some. I thought we did a good job on Jet Howard for the most part. But they're a team, since we played them, McDaniel has played pretty well. Bufkin has played well, and Hunter Dickinson obviously being an experienced post player. So I think we just were able to control the tempo, control the paint. You win or lose games in the paint, on the backboard, and we got to the free throw line that night too. So that's the important keys.
Well, what they were able to do at Rutgers obviously opened up some eyes. They're playing well. Is it fair to say that here in these last 2-3 weeks, or maybe just throughout the month of February, it's starting on the defensive end, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so. They got off to a rocky start at Rutgers, down 13-3, and just kept chipping away and chipping away, and got some confidence going offensively in the second half of the first half, and then defensively we're able to limit Rutgers to one shot, controlled the glass for the most part, won the 50-50 balls, the battle of the hustle plays, that I thought they really had the upper hand in that game against Rutgers.
The other day against Iowa, Tyler Wall did some things here. Does that help take some weight off of his shoulders? I mean, effort's never an issue with him, ever. But just to be able to, maybe he can exhale a little bit?
Yeah, I think, the key was the 14 rebounds were as important as the points, because that took his mind off the scoring. And, I've said 1,000 times, when you start chasing scoring, you're in an endless travel towards trying to find it. You can't really base your game and have your emotions tied to that. So just making sure you do all the other little things. And he did a lot of, after he settled down early, thought he did a lot of the little things really, really well. And that turned into big things that helped our team.
All right, this Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. We'll check around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tyler, take a look around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. A couple of games going on right now in College Park. Maryland pulling away from Northwestern 73-55. The Terps shooting
about 56% for the field, better than 60% from three. And Ohio State and Illinois shaping up to be a down-to-the-wire game in Columbus. The Buckeyes, it seems like forever since they have won a game. They lead Illinois 55-52. So I go and ask you a question you ask a lot, like how does that happen? You know, so how does a team shoot 59% for the field, 11 of 15 from three, and 31 of 36 of the foul line and lose a college basketball game as Michigan State did to Iowa yesterday?
I guess my only answer would be 29-4. That was the difference in points with second chance opportunities.
Yeah.
For 29-4.
Yeah.
Beyond that, you saw a number. Three different players scored 20 or more for the Hawkeyes. And a flurry of threes versus twos, and you leave the door open with one free throw miss. Mm-hmm. Hogard was, what, 11 of 11? He misses a free throw. That's the open window. I'm still kind of curious why they didn't foul on that last possession.
Yeah, Izzo said no regrets, didn't want to. Didn't by there. It is the analytics are pretty much split down the middle, but the way Iowa was raining threes late, thinking if ever you would, that might be the time.
And now here's the kicker, too. The reward for the greatest comeback in Iowa history is Hawkeyes get to go play at Indiana on Tuesday.
Yeah, and how about the Hoosiers? I'm glad I don't. You know, decide to put a penny or two on these games. I kind of frown upon in our line of work anyway, but I don't. You figured with Purdue losing in Bloomington and just everything that's on the table for the Boilermakers and the raucous crowd, that Purdue wins those games the vast majority of the time. But Jalen Hood-Schifino went all Johnny Davis on the Boilermakers last night.
He was tremendous, 35 points, and the two freshman guards combined for 6 of 23. So I'll ask you, how does this happen? How does this happen? Purdue out-rebounds Indiana by 16 and shoots 21 more free throws.
Yeah, the 21 more free throws. They out-rebounded because they missed a ton of shots. I mean, they missed 40-some shots in that game. And, yeah, they got to the free throw line, but Jalen Hood-Schifino could not be stopped. Trey Galloway played really well. And Indiana is becoming that team that many thought it would be going into the season. You could argue since January, you'd be hard-pressed to find a team that has looked better at its best than Indiana has.
And two players really upped their game in that win at Purdue. Trey Galloway and Miller Kopp both scored 13 points.
So we gave you the scores. Let's update you. Ohio State now leads Illinois 59-52, a little more than 5 minutes left in that game. Maryland up 16 in the last couple of minutes on Northwestern. Another game of interest tonight. Rutgers is at Penn State. That will be a 5:30 tip Central Time in Happy Valley. And that is our look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to today's game, the Badgers and the Wolverines. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get to our Nissan keys to today's game. First, we'll tell you Jet Howard not in the starting lineup. His participation considered a game time call. He was out during warm-ups, but he is not in the starting lineup. And he was or wasn't, Mike. I've got to think that Michigan is going to do everything it can to get Hunter Dickinson involved. He did not get a bucket in the second half of the first game against Wisconsin on Valentine's Day. You got to figure they're going to feed him the ball as much as possible.
No, I agree with you. One of the keys we had before the Iowa game was to try to control and contain Chris Murray, which the Badgers did, limiting him to 5 points. Dickinson hasn't had that real big game, quote-unquote, over the last five, but he's capable of 30 or more, and you can't allow that.
Yeah, he put 32 on Maryland, 12 rebounds in a game here at the Chrysler Center. A player, Greg Gard mentioned him, who really seems to be coming into his own as this freshman, Doug McDaniel. You know, he lost Jalen Llewellyn to an ACL injury. He played just 8 games, transferred from Princeton, and a lot has been on the plate of McDaniel, the freshman from Washington, D.C. He had 15 points and 5 steals in their win at Rutgers. He's somebody you really got to watch here today.
And whereas Dickinson's scoring has dipped just a little bit over the last 2 games, McDaniel has been Michigan's leading scorer.
All right, those are your Nissan keys to today's game, the Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Rotation players all good to go here for Wisconsin today. And again with Michigan, Jet Howard did not play in their game against Rutgers. He landed awkwardly at the end of a shot last weekend against Michigan State and rolled that foot and ankle. So he has gone through some light work, they say, yesterday in practice, but he is not in the starting lineup. Terrence Williams also, they've been measuring his minutes. He did not play in the first game against Wisconsin because of a knee issue. He did come off the bench and played against Rutgers and provided 4 points and 9 rebounds. That's your UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and First Four Michigan, under the direction of fourth-year head coach Jawan Howard. His starting five made up of Joey Baker, the 6'7 grad transfer from Fayetteville, North Carolina, the transfer from Duke, and the one player represented. This is senior day here for Michigan basketball. Baker averaging about 5.5 points per game. Will Cheddar is set to make his fourth start. 6'8 sophomore out of Stuartsville, Minnesota, 2.7 points per game. Man in the middle is Hunter Dickinson, 7'1 junior from Alexandria, Virginia, 17.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, and about a block and a half per game as well. Backcourt combo, Kobe Bufkin, who put 21 on the Badgers on Valentine's Day. 6'4 sophomore out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, 13 points, 4 rebounds, nearly 3 assists per game. And Doug McDaniel, 5'11 freshman from Washington, D.C., averaging about 8 points, better than 3 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. His assist-turnover ratio is better than 2-1. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, better than 11 points and 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crow, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 11.5 points, 7.2 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Three-guard lineup, Max Klesman, 6'3 junior out of Neenah, 7.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Connor Resegian, 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, at nearly 12 points a game, 3.5 rebounds. The next three he hits will be a record-setting number for freshmen at Wisconsin. He currently has 60, matching the total of then-freshman Brad Davison back in the 2017-18 season. And rounding out the starting five for the Badgers is Chucky Hepburn, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12.5 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Michigan leads the series through the years, 94-78. Badgers going for their first regular season sweep of Michigan since 2011. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines, the opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
All right, the Badgers' latest attempt at winning consecutive games coming up. Wisconsin and Michigan here at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor. The tip coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
Throws left side,
picked up ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.